Okay, I thought it was mine, and I was like, oh my goodness, Judy. Seriously, you didn't check that?
No, it's mine. I'm in school. The internet sometimes goes away and comes back.
Okay. Hey, how's your day been?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, good, busy, crazy.
Good, busy, crazy.
The last crazy day. Thursdays are my craziest ones.
Well, thank you for doing this interview with me then today. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
So, how'd the last tournament go?
Sorry?
How'd the tournament go? I haven't been able to check the results yet, so I don't know. Hello? Call is on hold. Who put me on hold? Did she put me on hold?
Hello?
Hello, hello?
Sorry.
You're fine. I was just like, how on earth did I put this on hold? I don't even know.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
You were asking me something?
Yeah, I was just asking how the tournament went. I haven't checked the results yet.
Ah, it went good. Well, the first day I played really bad. I shot 82 and I did so much better than the last three putts. Second day was good.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'm glad you played better the second day.
Yes.
So, did all the same girls play that played in San Antonio?
Yes, but five other girls, like the rest of the team played.
Yeah, you had all your individuals there as well.
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad they got an opportunity to play. Okay, so before the internet gives us problems again, are you ready for us to start the interview?
Yes, but is it giving you problems? The internet?
No, not right now. Not right now.
Okay.
So we're good so far. But I know Skype. I Skype my parents back in South Africa all the time. And sometimes Skype just stops working. So.
Yes, I know.
All right. So just to confirm with you again, everything you tell me in this interview, it won't go beyond the four walls of my office. And I won't discuss it with anyone else. You know, I'll never tell your coaches or your teammates what you said, so everything is completely confidential. You don't have to worry about that.
And perfect.
I am going to, I'm recording the interview on my phone, and then what I'm going to do is when we're done with the interview and once I have time, I'm going to type it all up, and then this is what I would like to do. I'm going to send it to you. And then you can go through it and make sure everything is good. And if maybe I type something wrong, you can be like, hey, Judy, I did not mean to say that. You heard me wrong. I actually...
Okay,
good. All right.
But I don't think so.
All right, let's dig in. Okay, let's get it started. So, as you know, the topic of my study is I'm looking at perceptions. I'm looking at how female athletes perceive their coaches' reactions to their bad shots or to their mistakes and so forth. Okay? You still there?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. All right, so my first question for you is, what do you consider a bad golf shot during tournaments?
Well, I consider a bad shot something that goes extremely out of my target.
Okay.
Or when I am under pressure and coach needs me to do a good hole or a good couple of holes and I make a mistake, I consider that a bad shot.
Okay. Do you consider a bad shot during tournaments the same as a bad shot during practice, for example?
No, because you can, like, in practice we're more relaxed, and if I miss a shot, I know it's easier for me to get back on track, and I don't have a lot of pressure, so, and I know she won't say anything in practice.
Yeah, okay. So, what do you think your coach considers a bad golf shot during tournaments? For you, it's an extremely bad
shot. Yeah.
But what for coach is a bad shot?
I think my coach considers a bad shot whatever, because she knows we are capable of hitting really good shots, so her expectations, of course, are high. Mm-hmm. So she considers a bachelor anything that it's unplanned, you know, mm-hmm. that she knows that was based on nerves or like not being very focused. I think that she considers that a bad shot.
Okay, so let's say, for example, you're during the tournament, you're in the middle of the fairway, and you're planning to hit the ball, you know, with a 9-iron onto the green, and you miss the green with a short, you know, with a short iron. So you would consider that a bad shot.
Depend where I miss the green. If I miss it short a little bit and I can still putt it, I wouldn't think it's a bad shot. Or if I have a fine chip, I wouldn't consider a bad shot. But I know my coach would consider a bad shot because he's an, you know, it's a short. I shouldn't be missing the greens. And she has told me I have missed a short shot. And she has told me, like, you shouldn't be missing the low shots.
Okay, so that's good to know that she says that to you. So describe to me how your coach usually reacts after you hit a bad golf shot during the tournament. What does she say to you? What does she do?
Well, normally we don't have... I know she has a really, really, really close relationship with some of my teammates mm-hmm. that she would say, like, something, like, harsher for but me. I have never had, like, that close relationship. So if I hit a really bad shot, she wouldn't say anything to me. Or just step away.
Yeah.
And
so
look
she...
at me like a harsh look and just step away.
Okay. So it's kind of like if you, for example, with her had to develop a closer relationship, do you think that would be different? Do you think she would be harsher to you as well?
But I wouldn't like that because mm-hmm. I wouldn't like her to be harsher on me. So I don't open myself too much.
Okay.
Because if I open myself too much, she's going to be able to tell me anything, you know, like, mm-hmm. why are you doing this and why are you doing that? But if I don't open enough, mm-hmm. she cannot judge every single thing I do in a harsher way.
Yeah. So give me an example of when this maybe happened during one of your most recent tournaments. Tell me kind of like what she did after you hit a bad shot.
What she did in what sense?
Just like how she responded. Did she have any facial expressions? Did she come over and tell you something? Did she wait a while and then come and talk to you about it? Did she say something immediately? Like kind of what happens after you maybe hit a bad shot?
Well, the first day of this tournament, she saw me do like 2-3 putts. Mm-hmm. And she saw me from far and she didn't come closer. And I knew she was mad because I was giving the ball very, very close to the hole. Mm-hmm. And she didn't say anything during the round, just stepped away, went to with another person. And after the round, she told me that I had to practice. Mm-hmm. Like she just said, go practice putting. And I started practice putting. And I stayed there. And after a while, she told me, like, go in and then come back to continue to practice.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it. Okay, so how did that make you feel? How did it make you feel just seeing her? Because you noticed that she just saw you, and then she just walked away. So, like, how were you feeling at that stage? What was going through your head?
I was not mad at her. I was just disappointed at me for doing those mm-hmm. mistakes because I know it's stupid mistakes. And I have been struggling with my putter in the couple of few, like, qualifying rounds. Mm-hmm. I struggle with my putt. And on St. Mary's, I struggle with my butt. So I was just, like, frustrated and trying to find a solution. Mm-hmm. But, like, it didn't affect me that she went away because I knew she was frustrated the same as me and her frustration. She cannot fix anything.
Yeah. So you weren't scared that she was, like, necessarily mad at you. It's just, like, that you both share the same frustration.
I think that more, like, at the beginning of the... While being the team, I was more scared of, like, what she would say and how she would react and if she would be mad at me. But, like, now I really... Like, if she's mad, she's mad. Mm-hmm. If she's happy, she's happy. Like, she knows we give 100% every time we go out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Or at least I think she knows that.
That's good. I mean, it's all about what your perception of it all is, you know? So that's what I'm, like, really interested in. So tell me... in terms of your performance, so let's say you just hit a bad shot, okay, and you missed that putt. What can your coach do to help you play better from that point onwards? Do you like that she's more at a distance and she walks away? Or would you have liked for her to come up to you, maybe talk to you a little bit, encourage you, or tell you, be more stern?
Seldomly she encourages. I think what she has told me in the past has been like, Isa, like, get your head out of your way, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what happens to me is I think too much, overthink stuff. So she knows that I overthink stuff. So the mm-hmm. way I think she tries to help me, she always tells me, like, stop thinking, like, just hit the ball, get your head out of the way.
Yeah.
And it does help, because that's my problem. So,
yeah. So would you prefer...
But she doesn't encourage, or I don't... I've never seen her, like, encourage, like, let's go, Isa, or...
Yeah.
Don't worry, or, you know, like, she's never been like that, so... I don't know the feeling.
Is that some... Do you think you would like for her to be more encouraging?
Maybe not in the rounds, because I know in the rounds, like, if someone tells you, like, oh, come on, let's go, you know, it doesn't really affect.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would like to for her to do that, like, in team meetings,
mm-hmm.
or that instead of having, like, a mad attitude or, like, a frustrated attitude after a bad round, I would like more encouragement mm-hmm. instead of, like, just playing, you know? Like, I know her goals, what her goals are. I know what the team goals are. But I would like more encouragement in that sense, not in the course.
Okay. Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, so coming back to my previous question, you know, okay, so you've shared that you would want her not to necessarily during a tournament to be encouraging, but to tell you more, like you say, you know, like, get your head out of the way, like, don't overthink things. So would you prefer for her to come up and tell you those kind of things when you have, like, one bad shot and then maybe you make that same mistake again? Or do you prefer for her to be at a distance and kind of, like, not come up and talk to you? Is there a preference between the two?
Well, I think in tournaments, I don't like her to tell me things, because I think if she tells me something that would dislike me, I'll be a little sad, and something mm-hmm. that I like, I'll be a little happy. So it's better if I keep, like, the feelings normal.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she's seeing me, but nothing is really going on, you know?
Yeah.
I prefer that outside the course.
So if you could have it your way, would you prefer for her to, like, not watch you at all during the tournament?
No, I really like when she watches me.
Okay.
I do. Because she helps me. Like, not by telling me stuff, but, like, aiming me and, like, gives me trust that you're going to hit a good shot, you know?
Okay. Okay, good to know. So, let's see, what's the next question? Because you've kind of answered a lot of stuff I've already asked. But let's see here. So, when I ask you to describe your perception of your coach's reaction and how that influences your performance. So if I understand you correctly, so at this last tournament, I think you said at St. Mary's, so you would, like, have a good shot into the green, but then you'd miss your putt. And same, maybe, like, the next hole or whenever. And then you perceive that your coach is sharing frustration with you. And so instead of her coming up and talking to you, you know, she'll move on to another player. Does that affect your performance at all? Do you, in your head, do you go, oh my goodness, like, I have to start playing better now, you know, and you make, like, a mental adjustment and you start actually playing better? Or have you found that, you know, you just kind of keep struggling? Like, what happens to your performance?
I think I get a little discouraged when she stops following me at all, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I failed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if she's continuously coming to me, I feel like she's, like, okay, she's playing good, or she has the potential to play better if I am with her.
Yeah.
So it gives me trust to keep on, like, grinding. Or sometimes she will mention in a tournament, like, oh, so-and-so is playing bad. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, keep on fighting, you know, like, to get it right.
Okay. Good. So when she does stuff like that, do you feel like you actually start playing better? You start making maybe those putts you've been struggling with, or whatever.
It happened to us last semester when we went to Puerto Rico. Jess was struggling, and she told me, like, come on, Isa, like, she, and I did, like, mm-hmm. get more encouraged, because I was like, okay, like, I have to show up in this moment, you know, like, yeah. someone needs me to play good.
Okay, good to know. Okay, so now tell me, like, in your opinion, actually, before I'm going to ask you that, tell me, have you always just had female coaches, or have you had male coaches too?
No, I've always had male coaches. This is my first female coach.
First female coach. Okay, so tell me, how do the two compare? What are, like, the differences between a male coach and, like, Coach McNeil, for example?
Well, a male coach has have always been more encouraging, I think. Like, more deep. Like, mm-hmm. don't worry, do this, do that, like, feeling. And she's more, like, plain, like, straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much feeling, there's not much thing. It is what it is. You have to do this to accomplish this. Yeah. And there's not much in the middle.
Okay, interesting, very interesting. So tell me, do you have a preference? Would you prefer a male coach over a female coach?
I like a female coach. I think, like, outside golf, she's mm-hmm. a really, like, it's really fun to be around a woman, and you can talk different things and you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Instead of a guy, he's just a coach.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't go more further than that. He gives you the tips. He gives you the advices. He encourages you, and that's it. The relationship ends there, you know?
Yeah.
With my male coaches, I have never go further than that.
Okay. So with your male coaches, they would be very encouraging on the golf course and during tournaments and such, where Coach McNeil, for example, she's a little bit more to the point. But when you get outside of the golf course, you know, when you're not playing tournaments, then you feel like it's nicer to be around Coach McNeil, because you have a bit more of a relationship than what you
yeah,
would with
like
your
funny,
coach.
Like with the team, it's just comfortable. When we travel, it's like fun. Mm-hmm. Like, we talk about stuff that I would never talk with a male coach or anything.
Yeah. Okay. No, that definitely makes sense. Okay, so now tell me, in your opinion, and based on your experience with male coaches, female coaches, what would you consider to be the most appropriate, you know, the best way for a coach to react when an athlete hits a bad shot, or, like, when you hit a bad shot? What is the best thing that they could do for you?
I think, like, the best way to react, like, they should be disappointed sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They should, like, pass that message to us as a player, but they shouldn't get mad to the point that they make us feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think like making other feel bad will make us play better. More like, okay, you know, guys, we have to step it up. We need to show up. Not like yelling and you guys missed, like, shit the bed or something, like,
yes,
like rude, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the solution. I think it's more like, I think a coach should encourage mm-hmm. and of course show disappointment, but encourage at the same time.
Okay, so it's kind of like the type of encouragement of, like, I know you're capable of a lot, so it's kind of like enforcing that message to you.
Yeah.
It's like, I know
yeah,
you can
correct.
Play very well. Okay, but doing it in the right way and not in a mean way.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about practice rounds and just practice in general. Describe to me, like, the worst reaction your coach has ever had when you made a mistake in training or when you hit a bad shot.
In training, the
yeah.
worst reaction?
Mm-hmm.
With me, she has not had bad reactions in training, but, well, yeah, when we talk too much, she'll be like,
okay,
focus, or like, but like mean, but like, focus or do your thing.
Yeah.
But it's very practice, like, we normally focus a lot, so
yeah,
there's none. But the worst reaction overall, or the worst reaction only in practice?
Just in practice.
Okay. No. Very calm.
Pretty calm.
Yeah,
pretty
relaxed. If we arrive late, she'll be mad. She'll tell us, like, you have to run 5 miles, but that's it.
Okay.
Like, we all know the punishment for arriving late. It wouldn't go beyond, or
yeah,
her yelling or anything.
Okay, so good. Because, you know, like, that might be different for other coaches, like, for football teams, you know, like, those coaches can throw things and they can get really, really mad. So, I was just wondering, you know, if you've ever had to experience something like that. But it seems like, in general, like, she's pretty calm, you know, and composed. And so, she doesn't show anger or anything like that. You still there? Hello?
Yes, sorry, I'm putting mutes every time so you wouldn't hear the noise.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Is this
like.
It doesn't matter?
No, it just, like, it vanishes and then I'm like, oh dear, did I lose her? Okay, but no.
I put mutes because I don't want you to hear the noise. But if it doesn't bother you, it's fine with me.
No,
if you can hear me good,
it's
fine.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, perfect, that will do.
All right, so, okay, let's see here. Now, this is going to be, let's see this question. So it sounds like Coach, she's a little bit, would you say she's different during practice rounds than what she is during tournament rounds? Like her behavior?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so explain that to me a little bit more. How does her behavior differ?
I think she's just pressured from her work and, like, we have to show results. We have, like, results are always, like, that's the main thing, overall, results. So, in practice, she's very relaxed, like, happy, talkative. And sometimes when we are, like, competing and we're not doing as well, she gets very stressed and it's not the same, I think. But I believe that all comes from her being also pressured from her job and trying to bring results as a team every single week that we play.
Okay. Yes, that makes sense. So you feel like she's a little bit more intense, a little bit more stressed during those tournament rounds. Whereas at practice she's definitely much more calm and laid back. Okay. So just in terms of practice, like when you're training, when you're, you know, getting ready for the tournaments, explain to me how you would prefer for your coach to react to your bad shots. Like, what would be the ideal way for her to react when, you know, she sees that you're struggling with something?
I would say maybe just tell me, like, Isa, you did this wrong. Like, I want you to practice this.
Yeah. So maybe.
But getting mad, I don't think it would make a difference because it's practice. Like, of course, we're preparing for a tournament, but we should practice those things in order not to commit them, not to do them again.
Yeah.
In the tournament.
So it's kind of like helping you with your swing, like giving you constructive criticism, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, so now tell me, is there anything else you would like to add to? Maybe something you haven't said before, maybe something you would like to say, something you feel like maybe I missed in terms of the topic.
I think I said pretty much everything.
Okay, good.
If you need any other information, I can answer more questions later on, if they're not complete.
All right, well, thank you for that. But I think we got a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of things. This is really good. I look forward to typing it all up and kind of looking for patterns and to see what comes of it. Thank you so much for doing this interview.
Thank you so much. You too. You're welcome, of course.
Yeah. And so I hope maybe my study will actually produce something, you know, constructive, something useful. So
I hope
we'll
I will have to read it when you have it ready.
I mean, if you want
to. Or I don't know if I can read it.
I mean, I'm hoping that it will be about 80 pages. So if you want to read 80 pages, I mean, you're welcome to.
maybe the first 10 pages.
Okay. All right. Well, Isa, thank you so much for Skyping with me. And if I need anything else, I'm going to let you know, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye-bye.